our special super guest star, Bands of Your Life this week. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, Generation X David Lane. You know him as Gen X Davey. Morning.
Good morning. Hello. Can you hear me?
We have you. This is very exciting. Are you excited about this?
I'm excited and nervousing.
Are you talking through your laptop?
I'm talking through an actual microphone. Is it
you
not
need
working?
To switch the input. Yeah, switch the input over to the microphone.
Stand
as opposed
by.
To the laptop.
Davey's good about switching inputs.
What does that mean?
Oh, how's that feel? Does that
there
feel good?
Go.
It feels really good.
That's the thing we're talking about.
Is that the right input you wanted me to put it in?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Just go slower.
So was this
I've got to get used to it.
Was this list difficult for you to compile?
I guess figuring out where things go was the hardest part. Mm-hmm. I kind of knew who I wanted to include, but where they fit in to the list was difficult.
Kind of like inputs.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of like your
I couldn't necessarily fit things in where I thought they would go, so I had to put them somewhere else.
It's just weird.
Right.
Too close together.
Well, this is exciting because your nickname is Gen X Davey, so we figured that this is going to be a list that's reflective of all of the music of your very famous generation, and you do a very select set of songs, a select genre when you perform with the Time Wasters at Ticketstock. So I'm anxious to see if it's a lot of that or if you branch out a little bit. I don't know what to expect, honestly.
I didn't want to totally come off as a basic bitch and do everything that I would be expected to do. So I tried to branch out a little bit, mm-hmm. but I did have a P1 tweet me last night asking if it was going to be all 80s crap that no one under 40 cares about. And I told him, well, maybe.
Hey, he brings up a pretty good point there. Yeah.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. What did you say back to him?
Well, I said back to him, well, maybe don't listen, Chief.
There you go.
There you go, okay. Chiefy.
There you go.
Where you go, Davey?
Sounds young.
I took a play out of Jubb's playbook.
Yeah, chief him.
All right, are we ready for Davey's list?
I am.
Yeah, you want me to get started? Okay, so band I hate. Band I hate. Recently, I've really been hating Lisa Loeb. But that's not so much about her music. I considered Aerosmith for this one. You know, they're like Love in an Elevator. It's one of the worst songs ever made. But the band that I hate is Blues Traveler.
Wow.
Well, they only had the two songs, didn't they?
I know.
Well,
let them hate I know. Them. But those two songs were my 90s kryptonite.
What about when John Popper breaks into that real strident harmonica?
Yeah, anytime your lead singer has a Chewbacca belt of harmonicas, I'm not going to like your band. I remember one time I went to the Horde Festival with Corby, and Blues Traveler was on the bill, and I thought I was going to blow my brains out.
Okay. Did Corby do his hippie dance to this song?
Oh, my God. Shirtless twirling. All right, that's enough of that. We don't need to listen anymore. Band I think is overrated. Kanye I think is overrated. Even before he went crazy, I didn't like him. Red Hot Chili Peppers I know has been mentioned in this category before, and they certainly are overrated in my opinion. Mother's Milk is great. Blood Sugar Sex Magik is pretty good. And then after that, it's just garbage. I decided to swing for the fences. Band I think is overrated, or artist I think is overrated, Bob Dylan.
Wow. Very interesting.
Wow. That's bringing us some heat there.
He did swing for the fences.
Yeah. I think maybe he should have stuck to ghostwriting for Jimi Hendrix.
I think he ghostwrote for Jimi Hendrix. Hendrix covered one of his songs.
Yeah, covered one of his songs. But it's the best Bob Dylan song in the world. All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix.
He had a lot. Yeah. Well, actually, Hendrix did this one too, so there are two songs I know that Hendrix did. And Dylan.
I don't dispute that he's an important cultural figure and a gifted songwriter, but as a performer, I don't get it.
You don't like it now that he's releasing these 16-minute songs just at random times
about LHO?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I understand that it's a controversial stance based on some of the things that I like, but just can't get over his voice.
But when you do, okay, so when you do hear, like, the Stones did a version of the song, which is really good.
Yeah, like I said, great songs, just don't perform them. Let somebody else do it.
He should have just been a writer.
Just, you know, maybe move to Nashville and write for Lady A.
Oh, he's got a harmonica.
I think Davey's on to something here.
What?
I don't fully disagree with the Dylan is overrated thing.
It is strange.
I'm not saying he's trash. I just think he's overrated.
Right.
Okay.
I think Dylan has that Tina Fey force field. Doesn't he have the Tina Fey force field that you cannot question anything he does?
Right. And that's why I took the big cut and went for it.
Yep. It was a Joey Gallo cut.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that.
It took me a while to appreciate Dylan. I couldn't get past the voice there for a while.
I would disagree and say that it's... I can listen to him. And very few people say, oh, it's one of the greatest voices of all time. They point to his, just what you said, the writing ability. And he's a top five writer of all time.
Yeah, I mean, he's a voice of a generation for sure.
Yeah.
But maybe they were greater than I gave him credit for. Although Davey disagrees with me.
All right, band I love. This is kind of a moving target. In the 90s, I was more, you know, I'm Gen X Davey, so you can probably expect a handful of bands to show up here. In the 90s, I was more indie. I liked bands like Pavement and Built to Spill with more guitars. In the aughts, I was really into Phoenix and Arctic Monkeys, but I always go back to this band as a band that I love, New Order. You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
No reaction.
Just driven us away with New Order.
New Order was the band that formed out of the ashes of Joy Division when their singer Ian Curtis hung himself.
Something sad came something you loved.
Yes. Well, and Joy Division was very dark and very goth, and then New Order turned everything on its head and became one of the leaders of kind of the crossover dance music of the 80s. They were happy in spite of the
sadness. Wasn't Johnny Marr in Joy Division for a while?
No, he knew all those guys. They grew up together, but they were not in the band together. But yeah, New Order. I almost played Blue Monday. Blue Monday is like the super dancey jam that you hear in commercials and everything, but it doesn't get to it for quite a while, so I didn't. I played this instead. This is Age of Consent. This is off of their 1983 record, Power, Corruption, and Lies.
Have you done New Order at Ticketstock?
I think I did Bizarre Love Triangle one time. That's another New Order song.
Are they still going?
Well, their bass player, Peter Hook, quit the band a while back, but they are still going. Their last record came out like 3 years ago, and it was actually really good. Music complete. I thoroughly enjoyed it. They don't look so great anymore, but but they can still bring it. All right, band I can listen to over and over
again. By the way, I need to just stop you. I think you skipped one. I think you skipped band that you think is underappreciated.
Oh, did I? Okay, yeah. Let me go back. I scrolled too quickly on my... I have a Word doc, you know. I'm prepared.
Wow, that's pretty high tech.
Go, Davey.
I know, it's a Word doc. Can you believe it? I'm using a word processor. My screen skipped down. Okay, band I think is underappreciated. Runners up here, bands you've probably never heard of, but a band called Japan. They were kind of the precursors of the new romantic movement and spawned Duran Duran. Not directly, but they inspired Duran Duran. Love and Rockets, the band that came out of Bauhaus when Bauhaus broke up. The Ocean Blue, also known as the American Smiths. But the band that I think is underappreciated is Talk Talk.
Interesting. I always liked them.
Talk Talk is basically Mark Hollis, who passed away not too long ago. But they started out as like a synth pop band, and then they just got progressively weirder over the course of their four records. And the latter three, if you're a music nerd or like a music production nerd, they are very important records. And, you know, it's not for everyone. His voice is another weird one. Here you go. He's got a real weird voice. But always he's very influential. Song. Yeah, they have the synth pop jam was... Yeah. The synth pop jam was... All you want to do to me is talk, talk. You know that one?
Yep. Yeah. It's kind of weird to have a song named after your band, but at the same time, that's pretty cool.
How many bands do you know that have had a song and the band name be the same?
We talked about that the other day.
Yeah, Big right. Country.
Big Country.
Talk, Talk Talk.
Those are the only two I think we came up with.
Bad Company.
Yeah.
Bad Company.
Green Day.
Did the Beatles have a song named The Beatles?
No.
All right, you ready to go on to
it? Black Sabbath.
Huh. Don't remember that one. Wasn't a big Black Sabbath guy. So Talk Talk was the band that you think is underrated, correct?
Yes, underappreciated.
Okay. Underappreciated, that's right.
Yes, just because not many people know who they are. They had a couple of hits, but they're very important. They influenced a lot of people.
Were they also... Right. It's My Life.
Yes. Yes, which was covered by, what's her face? Horse Teeth.
Pink?
No, Gwen Stefani.
Linda Perry? Gwen Stefani? Hey.
No Doubt covered It's My Life.
Okay. Yeah, they did. They did a nice version of that.
She has horse teeth. There's a lot of women with horse teeth.
Hey, what about you, Dave?
I don't think she was born with them, but she got them put on.
But
why do people go like three sizes too big on teeth?
Because they,
when you get new teeth, you should get things that are within two sizes of your normal teeth.
Dating Blake Shelton does weird things to you.
Makes you get horse teeth.
I thought of another one.
He likes horses.
Wang Chung.
They had horse teeth.
They had a band named Wang Chung and a song named Wang Chung. We're in the middle of Bands of Your Life. He was bumped by Lisa Loeb last week, but now he's shining on a stage that is rightfully his. Gen X Davy Lane joining us. And we've heard band that he hates, band that he thinks is overrated, underappreciated, and band that he loves. And now we move on, Davy, with band that you can listen to over and over again.
Yes, and the way I approach this one
is with...
I hope that's not us. That may be Jer.
Just lost him.
Jer, do you have us?
I got you.
Oh, you lost Dave.
Don't have him.
We got you guys. You Davey dropped. We'll be getting him back to discuss some music.
Thank you, Cray-Tray.
NPR Cray-Tray.
Love the Cray-Tray reset.
I'm very exhausted, guys.
Getting him back.
I'm out of sleep. The shift grinds on you. I bet you guys know.
So this is interesting that Davey drops from his end. Mm-hmm. So it may not be here. It may be the platform.
Yeah, this has been a big emergency break show today. George, for Friday, you'll have plenty to choose from.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you could just
Am I back?
Hey!
A Tuesday exclusive.
Yay. Yes, Davey, we got you now.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I don't know where I cut out, but the band that I can listen to over and over again is Depeche Mode.
Gen X Davey earning his name here.
Yeah.
Now I know you've performed Depeche Mode at Ticket Stock.
song's kind of eerie to me.
I think I did People Are People.
Yeah.
I've not done this one. Maybe I should. But yeah, Depeche Mode, just every album, every era, love them.
Always like this video, too.
Yeah, with Dave Gahan and the King's robes walking around in the mountains.
Uh-huh. Now, Dave Gahan, he had some suicide attempts or something?
Yeah, he was real into heroin in the 90s.
Oh, God bless him.
Davey, do you go to a lot of concerts? There. Like back in the day, have you seen Depeche Mode every time they've come through town?
Not every time, but I have seen them, I don't know, maybe 3 times, 4 times. Mm-hmm. They're great live.
They still tour?
Yeah. Yeah, they still put out records. They still tour. They, I think they just got elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think next year or this year, whatever. I think they're in the class.
How many guys are in this band? 4?
Used to be 4. Now there's 3.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they have a touring keyboard player and drummer, but the main 3 guys are the same 3 guys from the beginning. They've had
a
couple of
guys. I had a friend who was married
out.
To Martin Gore.
Yep. Martin Gore just had a birthday.
I don't think they're still together, but.
All right, let's go to band that made me fall in love with music. When I think of falling in love with music, I think about my record player that I got when I was just a little kid, when I was still living in New York, when I was still a Yankee. And it was one of those with the, it looked like the suitcase with the lid that snapped off that was like in your classroom at school. And I bought some 45s with my own money. And I the first 45s I ever bought were Kool and the Gang Celebration and Charlie Daniels Band Devil Went Down to Georgia. So those two were in consideration. But a little bit later, I fell in love with a band, and it was the first band that I was ever obsessed with and really made me fall in love with music and the possibilities of music. Can't even listen to this band now, but the band is Men at Work.
Wow.
Oh, I love these guys.
Yeah. Oh, I love this song.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole record.
This part always drove me nuts.
When I was in third grade, this was always on my record player in my room.
Colin Hay Obsessed. Had an awesome voice. Awesome voice. That little nasally quality hands.
Yeah. Was it high quality going through that little speaker of yours?
No, my Emerson all-in-one was not good.
Fortunately for Colin Hay, you couldn't hear on the albums that his eyes went 2 different directions.
But you could see that on the videos.
Yeah, you could. It was very troubling.
All right. Band that changed my life.
Eyes and mouth alone.
And teeth.
And teeth, yeah.
All right, a band that changed my life. There's, hey, Cray-Tray, can you shut up?
Uh-oh.
Boy, there's a lot.
He's just, you know, he's in my ear. He's in my ear.
Oh. Yeah, Cray-Tray and Gen X Davey are natural enemies.
They can't stand each
sworn
other.
Sworn enemies.
They are always battling each other for title of least loved member of the ticket. So
yes,
a lot
true.
Of natural tension.
All right, so there's plenty of usual suspects here, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, but obviously I have to choose the Smiths.
I knew they'd be on your list somewhere. Yeah.
Gordo going.
When I didn't discover the Smiths until they had already broken up, because they broke up in 87. But I couldn't believe that there was a band that made such gorgeous music. And there was this guy that sang like this, that sang about all the things that I was feeling as a Gen X teen. It spoke to me like nothing else. And you know, this is
dance move from Gordo.
This is kind of what I was. This is kind of what I was talking about. This is the counterpoint to me saying that Bob Dylan has a weird voice. I mean, more people probably hate Morrissey's voice than hate Bob Dylan's voice, or it's a close race anyway.
My poor departed mother.
It knocks me in the dirt.
Anytime we were playing this on a long car trip, I don't understand. He sings the same note over and over again. Does he know? Right. Does he know more than three notes?
But just listen to that. Just listen to that Johnny Marr jangle.
I know it. They're awesome. But my musically, mom didn't hear anything about Johnny Marr jangle or Morrissey's sense of rhythm to replace melody. She didn't want to hear any of it.
Musically, they are the most especially interesting right pop band ever. Because they, you know, they topped the charts in the UK back in those days.
Really?
Yeah, this is my theme song. Heaven knows I'm miserable now. Okay, band that surprised me. The way I approached this one is I was thinking about bands that I didn't necessarily like when their first album came out, but then their subsequent records, second, third record, took quantum leaps. Did I lose you again?
No, no, we got you. We're listening.
Okay. Everybody's so paranoid. Oh my god!
So when they COVID. When they get to their second, third album, they just take that quantum leap. And so bands that I thought of in this category were like Beastie Boys from License to Ill to Paul's Boutique, and then Check Your Head, Blur, The Horrors from the last 20 years. But the band that I chose was Radiohead. Because when Creep came out, I didn't really like Creep. When the first record, Pablo Honey, came out, I wasn't really into it. But then...
this album.
Yeah, The Bends and then OK Computer just changed my life all over again. So good.
This is such a great song.
I know they got progressively weirder, and they kind of became a punchline for people who want to turn their nose up at indie music and coffee house hipsters, but such a good band and great live. All right, guilty pleasure. You ready?
Ready.
You know who got me into that band, Radiohead? Steve Nash.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember he was a big Radiohead fan.
Yeah, he was always promoting them to me.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, man, you got to get this. You got to get this. You got to get this.
That's really good. Yeah.
So there's plenty of choices for guilty pleasure in the 80s, like Yaz or Erasure, Pet Shop Boys. I've even heard Duran Duran mentioned in this category in the previous weeks, although I don't consider them a guilty pleasure. But where I went for this one, I've been listening to a lot of Kiss FM in the car with my kid this summer. And most pop music is garbage. But there's a couple of notable exceptions. I think Harry Styles is really good. I know you'll like that, George. Yeah. But my guilty pleasure is Dua Lipa. You guys know this song? It's everywhere.
Is this a song that's been at number one for like 45 weeks, or was it number one for 45 weeks?
I don't know if it's been that long, but...
yeah, it was something crazy, or maybe like everywhere. Top 10 for 45 weeks. It held some record.
Yeah, she's super hot. I was introduced to her by my HTWOW compadre, Toby Pipes, who is available for booking on this segment if you'd like, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we need to get Toby to be good.
Yeah, maybe Toby and Todd can come on and tag team you guys, the people something fellas.
We're always up for that.
So, but yeah, is Dua Lipa, this a real bass player?
I don't know if it's synth bass.
That
or,
sounds synth bass.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah, it's got a death
boy, if that was a real bass.
That's a cool line though. Either way.
Oh yeah, great line.
Yeah, she's a great dancer. She's super hot. Follow her on Instagram. But Dua Lipa, by far the best pop star going these days. Band I should have seen by now.
That sounds like real bass.
So there were a couple that I've been fortunate enough to cross off the list in recent years. So I did get to see Rolling Stones when they played Jerry World. So that was awesome. I was able to see Tom Petty the last time he came through town before he passed. I still need to see. I still need to see McCartney. Haven't seen McCartney, but the band that I should have seen by now is Kraftwerk.
Ah, yes, Tour de France.
Yes, I'm playing Computer World. P1s may know Kraftwerk from the theme song to Hints from Heloise, which is Computer Love. They also did the theme from Sprockets, if you're a Saturday Night Live fan.
Yes.
But yeah, they're like the original synth pop band. Four German dudes that dressed like robots and made music like this. And they were supposed to play Red Rocks this summer. And I had friends that were going, and I was really thinking about making it happen.
Oh, wow.
And then COVID.
Oh, that
and, you know,
crazy.
one of the founding members who actually hadn't played with them in probably 10 or 15 years passed away this summer. But they're kind of like Blue Man Group or Menudo. You know, they just kind of have a rotating cast. There's one founding member still left, but there's other guys that come and go. But they're super weird, but it's like kind of like a cross between Blue Man Group and like the Pink Floyd laser show.
Mm-hmm.
The Kraftwerk 3D concert.
There's Stephen Hawking singing there.
Right? Yeah, they were obsessed with the voice emulator from Texas Instruments at this time. You know, like the speak and spell.
The speak and spell sound.
Yeah. So yeah, they're weird, but you know, if you have enough drugs, seeing them live would probably be pretty fun. Perfect. And then great band to see live. I had a few that I considered. I've mentioned Radiohead and Depeche Mode previous to this. They're both great live, seen them many times. Current band that is amazing live, maybe the best live band going, is Tame Impala. They put on a terrific show, and they've bought a bunch of lasers with their royalty money. But the band that I think is great to see live is The Cure.
Never
this
seen.
Is In Between Days, and this is from the Hyde Park 40th anniversary show that I went to in London in 2018.
Wow. I saw them when they rolled through the AAC a couple of years ago. Remember, Gordo, you stopped by. You came to that too.
Absolutely. That was great. I'm so glad that I got to see The Cure. You know, Robert Smith, he battles with another one of our heroes, Morrissey. They're always sniping at each other back and forth, it seems like. And Robert Smith is one of those weird, I think he's a vegetarian that weighs 300 pounds, which is always an odd combo to me.
Yeah.
Am I right in that, Davey?
That he's a fat vegetarian?
Yes.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay.
I don't
genius.
Know.
Musical genius, Robert Smith.
Yeah, I mean, when you see them live, they'll play for 2-3 hours. Every set is different every night, and they just sound great to this day.
Yeah, they went deep in the catalog. They played some stuff that I liked from a long time ago, but they also played some stuff that I'd never heard before.
That whole Disintegration album, that's one of those incredible albums.
Yeah.
Like Joshua Tree is an incredible album. I think Disintegration is.
And that's my list.
I always love this song.
List.
Davey, great job. That was a great list.
Pretty predictable,
didn't
I think.
Let us down.
What?
I don't know. I felt like I was predictable, but if you guys are pleased, then I'm pleased.
I'm pleased.
Not at all.
Cray Trey's not happy, but you know.
Yeah. Yay! You started strong. The Bob Dylan HSO may have made the segment and
went downhill from that.
Kept
but,
up yeah. the strength all the way through, I thought.
Well, if I
thank
could get
you
a
for
plug
doing
in.
This, Davey.
Good. Yeah. I'm so glad to be here. And if I could get a plug in, go to oldwaver.com for more hot musical opinions. The previous episode of HT Wow does feature the history of Kraftwerk if you want to learn more. And then there's a new episode coming out later this week.
Oldwaver.com.
Yes, HTWOW, high T with Old Waver. High T is Toby, Old Waver's me.
There you go, Davey.
Awesome, Davey, thanks.
Thank you for having me. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you, Davey.
There he goes. Generation X David Lane. You know him as Gen X Davey.
Bad acting.